Hello, everybody, and welcome to Two Queens and a what?
A DJ Steve biscuit, maybe?
It's just one queen.
Yeah.
It's one queen and Megan.
That's okay, all right.
Megan has fixed her and me a cocktail, a little
thanks, Megan.
Rum and
yeah,
rum
you
and
won't
coke.
Be surprised to hear that Mike never wants one.
Yeah.
No,
that's how
asked.
Funny it is.
I was not asked.
Yeah.
Had I asked you, would you have said yes?
No.
Okay.
Okay. So
we only
and
have so many words in this life. Why am I going to waste them when I know the answer?
What is this podcast? It's not a waste of words.
So, anyway, back to what we're eating and drinking. The important subject.
Uh-huh.
These are called a classic cream cracker, which we got
get
in a
it.
Gift
I get
bag.
It. Yeah, I see how that. How,
and,
it does taste a little milky.
Yeah, just slightly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway. I've been curious what they taste like, so I thought, well, let's break them out.
Bust them out.
Bust okay. them out. Have a little cracker with our
have a little milky cracker.
Cocktail.
Yeah.
So, beautiful weather here in
yeah.
New York. A little chilly today, but yesterday was almost 60.
Yeah.
And it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
And it's going to get that warm again this coming week, so.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah. No complaints from me.
Although you did just, we were just talking, you did just buy a nice pair of warm boots.
I don't, I can just hold them off until next
mm-hmm.
year.
Mm-hmm.
Also, maybe April's going to be ridiculously cold.
Also, we're getting to that age where we're cold all the time. And so, you know, before long, he'll be wearing those in the summer. So, how was your week, Megan?
It's fine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Anything exciting happened?
I don't really think so. I think it was fairly normal. Yeah.
Our normal Megan week.
Yeah. Nothing really of note. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Boringly.
Anything exciting for you? You went to a play.
I did. I went and saw Endgame, Samuel Beckett's Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
An Irish rep. And while I don't like Samuel Beckett, it just kind of leaves me cold.
Yeah.
The production was really good, and John Douglas Thompson was great, and Bill Irwin was great.
Mm-hmm.
So it made it worth the.
How long was it?
90 minutes.
Oh, amazing. What time did it start?
That's not bad.
7.
Wow.
Yeah, actually, you got home really early.
I got home at 10 after 9.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty great.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, even a 90-minute, they usually start late, and it's
yeah.
really like 100 minutes. So, yeah, no, cool.
Cool.
Let's see, did we do anything interesting this week?
We haven't done anything interesting since
since COVID, actually.
No, we went to London, that was interesting.
Yeah,
yeah, we went to London.
Oh, so everything but the flight is pretty much booked for Scotland in October, so
mm-hmm.
I'm very excited about that.
Everything but the flight?
Yeah.
Not too early.
Yeah, although I'm going to start, if the price is right next week, I might go ahead and pull the trigger. For myself, yeah.
No, I've been looking, you know, because I was looking at flights to New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's so expensive.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I was thinking about maybe going next weekend. It's a long weekend.
Yeah.
President's Day. Thank you,
yeah.
El Presidentes.
Mm-hmm. Probably, you're probably a little too late to get a good price on a holiday weekend.
Yeah. Is that it? It's a holiday weekend?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's since it's a, I mean, it is a domestic flight, but yeah, you're too close.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe I'll go in April.
Yeah.
We are actually driving out to Long Island next week.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Why?
My client, John W. Ingeman, is doing Dirty Rotten Scoundrels,
mm-hmm.
which is a musical I love.
Mm-hmm.
Do you even know who wrote it?
Same guys who did Full Monty. And,
dead air.
But anyway,
dead air.
It's based on the movie Dirty Rotten Scoundrels that was Michael Caine.
Yep.
And
Steve Martin. And Glenn Headley, God rest her soul.
Mm, God rest her soul.
Yeah.
What's the premise?
It's con people on the French Riviera,
a con in Cannes.
A con in Cannes.
Did we make that joke in the movie?
No.
Oh,
I don't even
pretty
know
good
if it's
joke.
In Cannes, but it's close. It might be nice. It's Nice.
A nice job in Nice.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I'm going to go out there. And
you making the a weekend of it?
No, just an overnight, but yeah. We're renting a car. I'm going to tour some of the North Shore of Long Island is known for mansions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they used to call it the Gold Coast.
Oh,
you know,
is this a Gatsby?
Gatsby type era. Yeah.
Are we going to stay in West mansions? Eggs?
We're not. We're staying at the chalet.
Oh.
Which is, as I hear, clean.
It's clean.
Nothing to write home about.
Are there places on the North Shore that would be unclean? Is that something you need to...
No, there are more expensive places. Actually, one of these houses is a couple of them are hotels mm-hmm. now. But, you know, the burns in me made me go
just
cheap.
Need a clean room. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one of the ones that's a hotel we're doing a tour on Sunday, and then we're having lunch there.
Uh-huh.
Are you okay, Mike?
I'm bored.
Yeah. You're acting like a school child.
Okay.
So anyway, that's our weekend plans for next week.
Cool.
We're going to see some play on Thursday about domestic help, about a nanny, right?
Like a... maybe possibly a killer nanny.
Ooh.
Oh, really? Yeah. And so it's kind of, you know.
Yeah, it's supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
Lucy at Midnight Elaine Theater.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I'm going to a cabaret tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
My friend Rachel Murdy.
I'm going to watch Alienoid.
What's that?
It's a Korean movie that kind of mixes a feudal sword epic.
With aliens?
With aliens.
Nice.
And time travel. And I just remember reading the Times when it was like, this thing is fucked. This is just so crazy. I gotta watch that.
Okay, cool.
Although Manola didn't say fucked.
Well,
did it say
she probably wouldn't.
F and some symbols and then apostrophe.
I think it said crazy.
F word.
This was F word.
Oh, the State of the Union was this week talking about F word. Crazy.
I didn't watch it, but I love reading. I wish I watched just that section where he was like, and now there are some Republicans who want to take away Social Security and Medicare. And they went, liar. And then he started like heckling back and forth. He says, okay, America, we've just heard it. The Republicans will save Social Security.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, sometimes Biden get big ass balls.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. No, that was actually I've enjoyed. You can watch those clips.
I know, but I just read it.
So you know, I've enjoyed the talk about them on my Pod Save America.
Uh-huh.
Love It or Leave It this week was particularly delightful.
Is that a podcast?
Yeah, it's by one of the guys from Pod Save America. It's more of a comedy show.
Yeah,
and. His guests were Ron Perlman.
Okay. Which one?
From
Beauty and the Beast or Seagram's?
Beauty and
actor
the Beast.
Or
actor
or business?
He's an actor.
Okay.
And he was really funny.
Huh.
And then he had Gus Kinsworthy on.
Mm-hmm.
The athlete?
Athlete, yeah. Who was super funny.
Huh.
It was pretty delightful. So anyway, if you like John Lovett. Not John.
Oh, love it's right of course.
Actually,
I do like
this
John
is a
Lovitz.
Common thing that happens on his podcast. They think he's the other one, and then they show up and they're like, and they show up and it's him,
and they're like,
who are you? Actually, one guess that, you know, most people that have the same name add a middle initial, like Michael, who's
B. Anthony.
Michael B.
Jordan.
Jordan. Yeah, I was like,
Michael
Anthony.
B. Anthony.
But who's that?
I have no idea.
Susan B. Anthony and Michael Jordan's love child.
So, yeah. He makes butt basketball flags. No, Susan B. Anthony didn't make the fact that that's a wrong.
We're just so
what the
wrong.
Fuck does Susan B. Anthony do?
She was suffragette.
Yeah, suffragette, yeah.
Oh, so she was just annoying.
Okay.
Well, right. For women's rights, yeah.
I don't know, you know, if we gave women the right to vote and look what they did in 2016.
Okay, we're not. I'm not even going to touch that.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to touch that.
I'll go back to sleep then. I was finally not bored.
Well, because there's a huge number of white women who vote how their husbands tell them.
So I think we should take the vote away from them.
I think, is it time for a break?
From women voting?
Yes! No, I mean,
I keep walking into these
maybe
things.
Maybe the Saudis have it right.
You know what?
I don't think so, honey.
I think so. Yeah, honey. Oh, brother.
Once they take it away from women, the queers aren't far behind.
That's true. That's true. Not a one.
Yeah, so yeah, it's been fun hearing the commentary about that.
Yeah.
Anything? Oh my God, that earthquake.
Oh Jesus God.
It's like the worst earthquake.
Well,
in a very long time.
Well, actually,
20,000 dead.
No,
okay.
I looked at the, I'm going to look it up again to know for sure. But the one in Haiti happened in what, like 2008? That one I think was significantly worse, actually.
More death?
Yeah, I think like.
Well,
yeah,
we're still,
I think
the
it,
numbers are still.
No,
going
I know,
up
I
too.
Know, I know. It's so horrible.
There have been some in the past where like 100,000 people died.
I think that was the Haiti one was like that, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. 2010. 2010 and casualties. 100,000 to 316,000.
My God. Haiti's
yeah.
not big.
A figure of about 160,000 is provided in a 2010 University of Michigan study.
How many people live in Haiti?
Good question.
There's bad joke, I mean, tasteless joke.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
But anyway, yeah, it's
yeah.
Terrible.
Didn't you have to do the anchor? You ever want a podcast, Megan? Yeah, I did. You know, don't you have to do that?
What
Make
are you talking
ad?
About? You mean go to the ad?
Yeah, don't you have to do that at the beginning?
Yeah, well, at a certain point.
That's recorded. I just add them to the episode.
Oh,
we don't. You think you've been hearing us? Actually
no,
do that every
no,
now.
No, but he's,
no.
You thought there was a rule that by got, a certain
like,
point you had to like
oh,
go ahead.
Because
oh, usually
our
thing usually
works.
Our cold open is a lot shorter than this.
Right.
We're doing a pretty mm-hmm. long cold open here.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that
I
is
just
what
thought
it's called.
It was called.
Sometimes we just dove right in this
right.
week. Yeah.
Like,
uh-huh.
Yeah, I just remember when we were starting this up again. I says, Megan, I'm going to do this differently. I think we really should prepare, and I think we should really do these things. We're going to do lots of research.
Yeah. I have done more research than I did in the first iteration. Mm-hmm. Not as much as I maybe would have led you to believe.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't really do much this week. What did we watch?
Oh, wait. Can I tell the funniest
oh, yeah,
story
heard,
I heard
the Caitlin
this week.
Story that you
heard
the same?
Yeah, this.
We were like, let's go into the kitchen. Like, fine, I don't want to do this anyway. I'm not asleep, but I'll just, you know, stay here and
man.
Look at cat videos.
Here we are
it's
being
like,
respectful
no,
of you.
No, seriously, that's
and
exactly
like,
right.
Yeah, fan,
that's
there,
exactly
yeah.
right. It's like, maybe I should stop running over once a week because,
yeah,
like, the
realized.
Crotchetiness that, like learning just how crotchety you are.
Then if you didn't come over once a week, then we couldn't do the podcast. Oh my!
No, but I need your treats. So.
I don't think
I always made whoopie pies today.
Not, yeah,
I had everything pulled out, you know, to come to room temperature.
Yeah,
and then I'm like,
and then you're like, she doesn't deserve it.
I didn't feel like doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. I mean, I'm not going to hold it against you, but I'm also not going to stop
care less
coming
if you
over
hold it against
because
me. So
usually
say,
there
I,
is a sweet treat.
If I stop making treats, will you stop coming over?
No.
She won't. She just
that's
said
true.
She wouldn't.
Yeah.
And I just never realized how passively aggressive you are. You know, I get the aggressive part when it shows its head.
But you were
so anyway,
good at the passive
note to
part.
You. If you're doing a lot of passive aggressive stuff around, it's just for your own benefit because I am not noticing.
He's not picking up on it.
It's not working.
That's when the aggressive has to come out.
Okay, so Caitlin told me a hysterical. I hope I can do it justice because it was such. I know, I probably won't.
Yeah.
Okay, so Caitlin works in a bookshop in Santa Fe.
Mm-hmm.
And, one of her regular customers, it's an independent bookstore, so there's a lot of regulars. And it's, you know, she learned them quickly. And one of her regulars is, I'm pretty sure I can just say it, is her name's Jerry Lou. Okay, so okay. So Jerry Lou doesn't just come into the store. She also phones the store. Right. And not always to necessarily chat about like a book she's waiting on.
Could you send up three Steinbeck and a
no.
Jane Austen?
I mean, she probably does sometimes, but sometimes she calls for other reasons, which was what this story is. So she calls and Caitlin's like, oh, hey, Jerry Lou, like what's going on, you know? And Jerry Lou is wanting to get some help on downloading an app to her phone, okay?
So, how old is Jerry Lou?
I bet you can guess. I don't know for sure, but she's that age where she needs help downloading an app to her phone. So, what she wants is a specific, like, weather app, a specific to Santa Fe weather app, like the news channel app, that so she'll know the local weather, right? Not what's already pre-programmed on her phone.
This is not a... all of them are feeding from the same database.
I think this is a detour from the actual story.
No, it's actually not. Okay, so Caitlin's like, Jerry Lou, I'm really sorry. Like, I don't think I'm going to be able to help you with this, but I know that if you, next time you watch the news, like at least three times, they're going to walk you through how to download their app because they want you to download their app. So just watch the news and follow those directions. And Jerry Lou's like, okay, well, I don't have a TV. And then something, I don't remember how the rest of, I don't remember this, that specific part of the conversation, but it made Caitlin think like, well, then how do you know the weather? Like, and to know to want it on your phone, you know? And she's like, now I'm going to get the name wrong. So we're going to say like, you know, John Doe. She's like, oh, well, I just called John Doe. And John Doe is like the weatherman for that news station. And I was like, wait a minute. Like, so Jerry Lou has a direct line to the meteorologist for like KTXT, whatever, Santa Fe. And Caitlin was like, apparently so.
Well,
and like, he will call her back if he doesn't answer.
Talk about the person to ask to download with the app, because I'm sure he would come to her house and download it for her to get her to stop calling him.
Right.
Maybe he likes it. But so when she needs the weather, I guess she calls up the chief meteorologist and he tells her the weather. But yeah, maybe he was like, Jerry Lou, I'm going to need you to download this app.
I'm sure he would have called KTEV's IT team and said, call this lady.
Call Jerry Lou. Anyway,
that's amazing. Yeah. Does she use a rotary phone?
I can only assume so. I don't know.
Oh, no, she's going to download an app on a phone. So she has...
She does at least have a cell phone as well, a smartphone. Yeah.
That we assume.
Well, yeah, maybe she doesn't. Maybe she doesn't
may be
know
trying,
what an
she
app
realize
is.
Maybe she's trying to download an app on a rotary phone.
Does she realize it's a TV station, not a radio station she's calling?
She may not.
There's so many questions I need to ask. Yeah,
I also overheard you in the kitchen talk about how Caitlin has customer's sister's friend lives in
this
building.
But also the sister,
how do we know that?
Too, at one point?
How did they get the conversation?
No. We don't know if it's the building or not, but it's the same street.
Oh, lives in Jackson Heights.
Well, but I specifically told her where you, like the streets you live between and what avenue you live on.
Well, you tell Caitlin she should know our fucking address.
Because, you know, there's a girl like... grew up with who lives like 10 blocks.
Oh, yeah,
right.
I did know that because I think we randomly ran into her on the street in the neighborhood once.
No, I've never run into her in the neighborhood.
She has a car, right?
She does have a car.
Maybe you would just told me about her.
Yeah. She hit me.
She did?
Jesus Christ, shut up.
She lives in the 90s.
In the 90s. Oh, so that's a little ways away.
Yeah, we don't talk to people up there.
Yeah, it's a little too. Is that Jackson Heights?
And she's
still
into.
Yeah.
Her hobby is rescue dogs.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she's got an apartment full of mangy dogs.
Yeah, but some of them might be cute and edible.
I think she focuses on Dobermans.
Oh,
yeah,
so
I don't like
Dobermans.
Or pit bulls.
Oh, no, I don't like them either. They scare me. Whew. I actually don't like, not that I don't like them. I prefer a long-haired dog.
Okay. Good.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I prefer a short-haired dog.
Well, it's just good to know things about you, Mike. Why?
I'm going to get a belt. I'm going to get a belt and just start hitting you.
Why?
Because you're a woman.
Actually, that wooden dog over there is the perfect dog for me.
Oh, yeah. Don't
he
we know
shed
it?
Anything.
Don't
yeah.
we know it?
And
what's
in
the
final
name?
Times, we could burn him and stay warm. We could cook real dog over him.
That's pretty good. Well,
let's take a break and we'll talk about what we've been watching.
Okay.
All right. I hope this cold open wasn't too long for you.
We'll
be right back. So we are back, and we thought maybe we'd put some tahini on these cream crackers.
Yeah.
And Megan is not happy with it. Tahini is a unique taste.
I love tahini.
I noticed that they make tahini mixed with other things.
I love
like
tahini dressing. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have one more. You want to try one?
No, I would rather not. I would also suggest someone look at the expiration date on that.
Let's see.
It tastes the same as when it was new.
I don't even see an expiration date. Oh, I see. Best if used by, 12/23/22.
Oh, that's not terrible.
No, exactly. Yeah. And they put it on there so far in advance of when it really.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Make me another one.
Make me one?
Huh? Yeah, make me one, sure.
I can't make one. So I'm still watching that stupid show, The Recruit.
Yeah, you were watching it today.
Noah Centurini or whatever his name
is. Centino, I think.
It's I stand by my review. It's the Emily in Paris of spy shows.
Spy shows.
That's just so dumb.
Yeah.
And I was listening to it today, and the other spy's like, let's sleep together. We might as well have fun.
Oh, she's not the spy. She's a bad guy.
And doesn't know that he's a spy?
Yeah, he's not a spy either. He's a lawyer.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Anyway. He works for the CIA.
He works for, and it's like really stupid.
Yeah.
I can't imagine the CIA.
What channel is it on?
Netflix.
Yeah.
But I watch it.
Who plays his boss?
Somebody.
Oh, I thought it was someone I recognized.
You know, he is a black actor who's been in many shows. I don't know his name.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have
you started Poker Face?
No, not yet.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. I watched Two Leslie.
Okay.
In my quest to watch, you know, at least a good handful of
what'd you think? Noms.
It was fine. It was a good movie. It was like nothing. I don't know. I had to catch myself at the end a little bit to like be fine, and even more than fine to be like happy, you know, that there was like a redemption arc. Like, I don't know, like in my brain, I guess I was just like pre-programmed to like want people to fail or something. I don't know. It was really weird. I was like, no, it's fine that she like got her life together and seems to be on track. Like, that's good. I don't know. I don't know if I was expecting it to be a redemptive movie. And when it was, I was just like, oh yeah, good. Well, good for her.
Did she have a kid who died?
No,
she just had a good relationship with her kid because she stole money from him and. She left him.
She left.
Yeah,
him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When she was more interested in alcohol. Yeah.
Right.
But honestly, my biggest takeaway is just how much I just love Marc Maron so much.
I do like him.
I don't even know how to actually express how much I love that guy.
I think
guy.
His special is on tomorrow night.
The 11th. Is tomorrow the 11th?
Yep.
Today's the 11th. I think it's today.
Oh, today's Saturday.
Yeah. Ooh, maybe we should watch it.
It's at 10 o'clock. You're not staying that late.
Oh, it's not. I thought it premiered on HBO like on the 8th. I think it might be streaming today. We'll figure it out.
That doesn't make sense, but okay.
But anyway, I just love Marc Maron so much. I love his podcast. I just love everything about him.
Yeah, I mean, I like him too. You know, I loved him in Glow.
Yeah.
But it made no sense why he originally took her in. It made no sense. It was like, whatever. We need to do this for the sake of a story, and let's do that. But it made they did not back that up. You know.
Yeah, I mean.
And the whole, where did they get the money to fix up that restaurant? It's like, they don't have any money, and no one has any money.
Yeah, because it was only like 10 months later, that was a little bit of a stretch. Yeah.
All right, whatever.
I did kind of enjoy, who's her mom is Allison Janney.
No, not her mom.
Not her mom.
But.
Grandmother?
No, just like. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they were like the same, they like grew up in the town together.
Oh.
Yeah.
I really thought there was a familiar relationship.
No, just like, I mean, just a small town, you know, where everybody knows everybody's business.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I just thought it was really, because Allison Janney, she was quite, I mean, there are a lot of sad things about it, having lived, grown up in a small town.
Yeah.
There are people there that I recognize.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm just like, oh, just, I used to think this about people living in my hometown. I'm just like, why don't you just leave? Just leave this town.
Yeah.
Anywhere you go will be better.
Yeah.
There's nothing for you here.
Yeah.
Actually, I was talking to my brother and sister-in-law just yesterday, and they were talking about, you know, drugs in my hometown. I'm like, how can there be drugs? Who's? There's no market. There's no people there.
Yeah.
But I guess they're trafficked through or something. I don't know. And they drop pins at the, they leave the drugs in the cemetery to be picked up by other people. And I'm just like, wow. If that's your business, what a sad life you must be leading.
To be a drug dealer?
In my hometown? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. They, I'm sure they cover more than just Narrabisa.
Yeah, well,
maybe still, Logan too.
But yeah, I'm just like, but oh, why would you even?
Yeah,
like, so many other things you do that are easier.
Yeah,
and just nothing about it just seems attractive.
You can become a Kelly girl,
huh?
They can become a Kelly girl.
What's a Kelly girl?
Is that an office worker?
Yeah, used to be a temp service.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I might have worked through Kelly once.
I might have worked through Kelly Girls once too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
I was in college, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah. So, it was a sad story.
Yeah.
We watched a movie filmed in New Mexico.
You watched Vengeance.
Oh, I watched Vengeance.
Oh, yeah. That's on my list to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I watched it on the airplane coming back from London.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It was pretty fun.
It's good. I felt it was overwritten at the end. He just needed someone to come in with a pencil and cross shit off.
BJ Novak wrote it. Yeah.
Yeah.
He wrote it and directed and started.
Oh wow. That's a lot. All three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
It was really hard to edit yourself at that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
He could have had a better he could have had a friend come in.
Yeah.
This is grossing me out.
Yeah.
Well, RuPaul, of course. Did you watch RuPaul?
Oh, of course.
Who got kicked off?
It
was not Jax.
Jax
kills it on the lip syncs.
Yeah, he's a very good
lip sync assassin. Someday he will be, you know, I don't know, every now and then they have that lip sync assassin.
It's next week is the lip sync.
Because he is kind of amazing.
Totally.
Because that's all he's got going on. His looks are not good.
No.
His
the outfits,
acting is not good.
No. It's all lip sync.
The pretty boy. The pretty boy.
Aura Miori or something like that. Some name that I don't get and is hard to pronounce. Yeah.
She left.
Yeah.
Oh, the guy
who won
who
last
cast
year.
Everyone.
Yeah, and cast herself as the lead role and then realized, like, I shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
Which,
and
I mean, I think if she had stuck with the lead role, she still would have been kicked out.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even after the fact was like, oh, I should have done that part.
No.
Yeah, no, yeah. You definitely
like,
should
have. Dude, you have no
because
idea
you couldn't
who
even
you
handle
are.
A small part. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I still don't like the season, and I especially hate the fat chicks on this season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fat chick
like
drama
them.
This
all
week.
All three
was...
of them. I don't like
it. It felt really fabricated. Really fabricated.
Well,
I mean, maybe it wasn't, but it felt fabricated. Mm-hmm.
I was really like, this is why I'm glad this show is not an hour. We're just really pouring the crumbs on the ground.
They're the same color as the carpet. It's fine. but no, I saw that there was no idea that was the thing. I saw there was backlash over the lack of the episode being 90 minutes, and apparently it's like gonna be addressed. I don't know what that means.
No.
But I wonder if maybe
I
not
do,
this season.
You know, it's a double-edged sword for me. We don't get to know them as well when it's just an hour.
Yeah.
And so I think part of that helps us enjoy the show more, even though we hate them. You know, it's kind of one of those, oh, I love to hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I think if this season was 90 minutes, it would be torture.
Yeah.
Torture.
Well.
Do we have a favorite?
Nope.
Who's the nice looking guy?
I mean, I kind of like Lucy, I guess.
I guess.
Like, yeah.
Which one's Lucy?
She's the one who did Dolly, and she did. She's from Connecticut, but she does a real good Southern.
She's no Trixie Mattel.
No, definitely not. Who else? I would like Marsha, except like I cannot stand their runway looks.
Yeah, no, yeah. The runway looks are terrible.
And she didn't put, you know, they kept telling her to put more makeup on, and now she's going like crazy makeup.
But it's the same thing.
Yeah, no, she's not.
She always does a busted face. She's not a great drag queen. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. We like the idea of Marsha.
Right, right.
She needs to amp it up. I guess does this season have a lot of younger guys?
Yes, yeah.
I think it really shows.
Oh, I guess I also like the one who the queen whose name I don't remember, but who won the first episode. I like Las Vegas. I think so.
I don't mind that one, but
I kind of like the black guy who has the like sailor's cap or whatever that is.
London
Lux.
Oh, I
hate him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, at least he has a personality.
Yeah, there is a personality.
Trailer trash Simone.
Yeah. Well.
Well, I don't know. But
Simone was trailer trash herself.
Simone was perfect.
She was kind of amazing.
Yeah.
I still am happy whenever I see her on anything.
So. Yeah. And I'm ready for Spice to go. I'm over it.
I find him.
Yeah. Oh, and
dull.
Oh my God. And Michelle says, you always
don't
walk the same way. Yeah. Show me something else. And then he walked that way off the stage.
That was,
and I was
so
just
stupid.
Like, I loved how they showed Michelle.
Her face.
Like, not having.
Yeah, that was so stupid. Yeah.
I love the guest judge this week.
Oh yeah, yeah. Guillermo from What
he looks very fabulous.
He looks really good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like Guillermo. I can't remember his name, but I like
Harvey Gillen.
Yeah, Harvey. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He looked great. Yeah.
So that was fun. And then we watched The Last of Us.
Oh, I didn't realize they premiered. I only watched the season, the episode from last week. This week's Sunday episode
came on Friday.
I haven't watched that
yet. We haven't watched it. We'll watch it tomorrow night.
Yeah.
We're not
watching. Why is it? Because
of the Super Bowl, they put it on a little early.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I love that show.
Well, I was glad to see that the storyline from last week carries through to this week, because it did feel like last week was just like all set up.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. But oh God, I just love Melanie Lynskey so much. She's so good.
Okay.
I want her and Marc Maron to do something together.
I think that's just your love of her talking. I mean,
she's so good.
What do you do during Heavenly Creatures? Just sit there and, you know, have a seizure?
I haven't watched that movie in so long.
So there's that. And then we have our Miss Scarlet and the Duke.
Yes,
and
all
creatures,
great
and small. And Your Honor, we're watching Your Honor with Bryan Cranston and Rosie Perez, which I think is great.
Oh, Rosie. I love Rosie.
I think that's really good.
Yeah.
We finished season 2 of Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, yeah. I haven't even seen it.
Oh, so good.
So good.
It's so good.
I loved season 1. Can't wait for season 2.
It's better.
Well,
better?
You have to.
Like twice as good.
Yeah.
Twice as good?
Yeah.
And lots of times you need to have Kleenex really handy.
I needed that in the first season.
Oh my God. Then you're going to need, you may need a saline drip.
And Marc Maron's in the second season, didn't you say?
Yeah, he's in an episode.
Right.
Yeah, there is a storyline throughout it.
Yeah.
That is heartbreaking.
Well, I mean, the same was true in season 1.
What happened in season 1?
It was all about their friend Daniel, who killed himself.
Oh, okay. This is even more. You see Daniel kill himself. You see Daniel.
Oh, so Daniel's still
Daniel
there.
Comes in.
He's still a big part of season 2. Yeah.
Okay.
And, you just learn more about these people. And, I love these kids. Each one of them.
Oh, my God. The one.
Yeah. They're so, it's like amazing how in, what was it, only 10 episodes and half hour episodes, like how for 4 characters, and even more than just the 4 mains, you know exactly who they are.
Everybody on that res.
Yeah. It's why, it's like such good writing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then on Hulu, we're watching this show called Extraordinary, this little British
it's
really show.
Fun. Oh, that's on my list.
It's adorable. It's pretty funny. It's short and it's like little people.
And even though they are like, it's kind of super friendly. You know, they all have powers.
Right. Except the main character,
except the main character. But everybody, but they have ridiculous powers. There's this one guy who, his ass is a 3D printer. he can print out like little toy shoulders. You need a spatula? Hold on, give me 10 minutes. It's like, okay.
That's so funny. Okay.
And then there's one that the main character's best friend, she can channel Dead the Dead.
Yeah. Okay. That's a interesting.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Like,
yeah.
You know, she works for a lawyer. So, like, they had like a dead husband come back to say what he really intended between his ex-wife and the wife that he was married to when he died. So it's pretty funny. We've watched like two or three.
Yeah.
And then there's one actor on there who is so skinny. He plays a shapeshifter, and he was a cat for a long time. So
a long time.
He keeps acting like a cat in human form, and he's really funny, but he's so funky looking.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's a cute show.
My Hulu show is still Only Murders in the Building.
Love it.
I got a couple more episodes in.
Oh, and we can go back to the Toronto show about the trans person.
Yep.
What is it called?
It's called Sort of. It's on HBO Max. We watch that every now and then.
Yeah.
And we also watch Our Flag Means Death.
I really got to start that. Yeah.
Which I thought this last episode was the best.
Yeah. It's getting better. And it's supposed to get better because they're eventually going to start fucking.
It's just one season at this point, right?
It's the next one's coming out really soon.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then we started on Apple. We started season two of Acapulco.
Oh, yeah. No, I never watched that. That's not on my list.
Oh, it's such a great show.
It's really sweet.
Yeah.
And then we watched a couple episodes of Slow Horses.
That is on my list.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's taken some time to ramp up.
That's Gary Oldman, right?
Yeah.
I just listened to my favorite podcast, Desert Islandists, as I think I've mentioned. And this past week's episode was Leslie Manville. And I did not realize that she was married to Gary Oldman for quite a long time. And
I didn't know that either.
They have a kid together, and they were both nominated for an Oscar in the same year. He won for The Darkest Hour.
Whoa.
And she was, what would she have been nominated for? Another year, I think?
Phantom Thread.
Oh, yes, Phantom Thread. Oh, correct. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're married for a long time. she, the more that I think about The Crown, the more that I think that the coup of Peter Morgan was who he got to play the Margarets.
Mm-hmm.
Was just like phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're like Leslie Manville, I highly recommend Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris.
Yes, I really do need to watch that.
It's
this
enjoyable little piffle of a movie.
Yeah.
But she's really delightful and it's just a fun little movie.
Yeah. Yeah. That's on my list too. But it'll have to wait until after March because I'm just trying to work.
Have you watched Blonde yet?
Absolutely not.
No.
Have you?
No.
Yeah.
I may not.
Yeah.
You know,
did we see any other movies this week?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. Abbott Elementary is still really great.
Yeah, I watched a couple of, I'm way behind, but I did catch a couple episodes. Mm-hmm. It is a really good show. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Well, we'll take a break and we'll be back with Movie School.
Movie School.
And we are back. And it's Movie School. Movie School.
Guess who's back? Okay, I'll
school is in session.
Yes, school. Quiet.
And this week's movie was Anti-Mane.
Anti-Mane.
From 1958.
Yeah.
Adapted from a stage play, which was adapted from a novel or a memoir.
A memoir.
A memoir by Patrick Dennis.
Patrick Dennis.
But he had a pseudonym. I can't remember what it was.
I could look it up.
I have it.
I read it.
But. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to start with letting you say what you thought.
Well, should we do a plot description first?
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm terrible at these. Okay, so
okay, I'll do
it. Please do. Yeah.
So the premise is that Mame is a wealthy New York socialite. Her brother is a wealthy financier or something in
Chicago. Yeah.
He, despite his wonderful health regime, drops dead.
The day after writing his will.
The day after writing his will.
In which he's like, hopefully this will not come to pass for many, many, many years.
Yeah, so anyway.
Because.
Yeah, because he really doesn't want his sister to raise his son.
Right, who's probably what, like 8 or something?
He's a boy, yeah. So anyway, her nephew shows up with a nurse or governess, or no, I think she might have just been a housekeeper.
I think so too.
Yeah. Was her name O'Brien? She was an Irish.
Nora Muldoon.
Yes. Yeah. And anyway, of course, they arrive in the middle of one of Mame's many parties.
Yeah.
And just hilarity ensues, starring Rosalind Russell as Mame. It's so through the course of the movie, you know, at a certain point, the bank trustee takes the boy away from her and sends him to boarding school, but they maintain a very close and devoted relationship through adulthood.
Yeah. So you're just basically following Mame and then by extension, her nephew.
Yeah. And the time period, it starts in like the late 20s.
1928.
And
ends
in 1946.
Yeah. So we get the stock market crash in there. So, you know, at a certain point.
They don't address World War II, but it obviously happens.
Well.
Or is happening.
No, I think it might be
Skip over World War II because Patrick marries Peggy. And then they have a child.
Right.
So 9 years later.
Yeah.
We pick up. So we skip over.
Yeah.
Okay, so Megan, what did you
think? So I, what was a 7 out of 10 for me? I liked it a lot. Well, I'll say I really liked Rosalind Russell. I thought she was so good. She was so funny. She was so physical. Like, and I appreciated all her quips, you know, and
Oh, by the way, the screenplay was adapted by Betty Comden and Adolph Green. Great writing.
Duo
in the history of theater.
Yeah,
they wrote on the town with Leonard Bernstein. I think they might have written. There's another Bernstein musical they might have written with him. So
yeah,
but
I liked it a lot. I appreciated it. I also something else that I really liked, and I was like trying to think about this on my walk over. Was like I was thinking to myself like. So really this movie was, I guess the thing that I didn't necessarily, that I felt was missing, was I just, like, I wasn't, there was, I didn't really feel like there was an arc necessarily. Like, I felt like it was just like you watching a succession of like funny events, or not always funny, but you're just like, I guess you're just watching Mame's life, you know, but I didn't necessarily feel like there was like an arc to it. And so for a little bit, I was just like, okay, so we're just going from one like situational event to the next situational event and seeing how funny she is, you know, which was fine, but it did mean that I got like a little bit bored at a certain point.
Through those, you know, she's a very liberal thinking person.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the 20s. And we get to see, you know, her ideas about raising a kid.
Yeah.
Kind of play out. We also get her kind of ideas about living a life, you know, kind of play out with Mrs. Gooch.
Right. I thought I liked Gooch. I like the character
Peggy
of Gooch.
Peggy Cass as Mrs. Gooch is fabulous.
Yeah.
But
I was thinking to myself, I was like, I don't know that this kind of movie. I'm like genuinely trying to rack my brain to figure out what movie, big budget movie, because I think this was like quite a big budget deal, right? Like this was like, this wasn't like a quote unquote indie, if that even existed then. So I was thinking like, what movies of late, and I mean, I'm talking like quite a, like at least from like the 90s, or, you know, it is helmed by a woman just like being herself and being funny, you know. I was like, does that even exist? Like, does that movie, could they even make that movie anymore?
Trainwreck,
right?
Yeah, okay, yeah. That didn't cross my mind, but yes, Trainwreck would, I think, but this movie was like incredibly well received. I can't, because Melissa McCarthy was also coming into my mind, and none of her movies are like critically panned. Like
a lot of them are bad.
Well, yeah. And Trainwreck, that is really hard to say. Trainwreck was, I don't think, that critically well received.
It was very well received.
Oh,
with
really?
Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
Amy Schumer.
Oh,
it was very
okay.
Well
okay,
received.
Okay, good. Okay, never mind. I walked that back then.
I don't,
yeah, it's like,
and I don't
so
say
rare.
Spy was well received for Melissa
Spy
McCarthy.
Was well received.
Yeah, good. Spy. Okay, good. I knew there was a Melissa McCarthy one that was on the tip of my tongue. It was Spy that I like couldn't come up with. Because obviously there's like but there's like Bridesmaids, there's The Heat, there's like,
yeah,
there's
there
like Girls Trip, there's like ensemble female-led.
There's also
comedies.
A lot of Sandra Bullock movies.
But as like a comedic, like where like,
well,
I'm saying, like there's not actually that much of an arc.
You almost say The
like
Blind Side.
No, I don't think I would count that.
That's
like,
not a comedy.
Yeah, and it's also.
Well, I thought there were parts that were pretty funny.
Well, there it is. Yeah, I mean.
But. And like you do not have this movie without Rosalind Russell.
Well, and I think what
well, first off, so one of the things about this movie is it was an adaptation of a very popular Broadway play.
Okay, right.
All right.
Which she was not. She was not. She wasn't.
Starred in it on
Gooch
Broadway
was it too, right?
And Peggy Cass. Peggy Cass was in it on Broadway. Peggy Cass won the Tony.
Right, and she was
Russell
nominated. But yeah, yeah.
So you had this. It was an event. It's like all of you people who didn't get to see it on Broadway now
to
get
the
to
movie.
See it. And
it
was even filmed.
Yeah, it had a very
you
stagey.
Oh, no,
stagey
totally.
Thing.
With like the vignette, like,
yeah,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
closing,
yeah, yeah.
The lights
yeah.
closing down.
Yeah.
But I was reading some stuff because I did some research.
I did.
And it was only on Broadway once. So only three actresses have played this role on Broadway. Rosalind Russell, when she left, Greer Garson took over.
Okay.
And when Greer Garson left, Beatrice Lilly took over.
I don't recognize Beatrice Lilly.
She's a famous old stage director.
Is Greer Garson, was she in the
Mrs. Miniver.
World War? Yes, Mrs. Miniver, yeah.
And
yeah,
that
okay.
Random Harvest.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So would it, could you have had this without Rosalind Russell?
Well, no, you're right. Yeah,
yeah.
I don't.
Her,
but, yeah.
Her performance is... You could not have this movie without an actress of Rosalind Russell's
right.
And I got to say, I love this movie from beginning to end
yeah.
because of Rosalind
yeah.
Russell.
Yeah.
She is like the kind of actress I adore because she is bigger than life,
yeah.
hilarious,
yeah.
and then in a moment
mm-hmm.
is so real.
Yeah.
She can
yeah.
break your heart.
Totally. I totally agree.
Now, Barbara Streisand, you know, she has... you know, you might, although her comedies are really screwball, but she kind of has that
quality.
This is
yeah,
pretty screwball.
Quality. Yeah. Yeah. This is pretty screwball.
I'd say, also, Madeline Kahn, like, I always like feel like I'm going back to Madeline Kahn. I feel like Madeline Kahn
mm-hmm.
has that too.
Yeah.
I got a little bit, well, I know you said that, okay. The whole history of like the different productions of this. So, Lucille Ball, what did she do?
She did. All right, so it was a book by Patrick Dennis,
right.
and that Patrick Dennis is his pseudonym. We don't,
right.
you know, so
right.
that is the pseudonym for whatever the actual person's name.
Yeah.
So Patrick Dennis wrote the book.
Yeah.
Jerome, not Robbins, but somebody turned it into a Broadway play.
Got it. Okay, so from
then
book to play.
Comden and Green turned it into a movie.
Okay.
Then Jerry Herman
yes.
and Arthur Lawrence
maybe yeah.
turned it into a Broadway musical.
Got it. Called Maine.
Starring
right.
which
Angela Lansbury
Andrew.
In a breakout star.
And B. Arthur.
Yeah, got
and
it. The, okay.
And Peggy Cass, I think. I did it again.
Okay.
And then
a movie
in 1974 when musicals were not very hip, and they asked
okay.
Rosalind Russell to do it. She said no thanks.
Uh huh. So
I
then
did
they got
I did the play, and then I did the movie of Gypsy, and I'm not doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
So they got Lucille Ball.
Well, and I know that like that's not a very good performance, right? Like it's
she shouldn't be. She was like 90.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it was
she
more age. Because
she
when I'm
old.
Because when you're watching Anti-Mame, like it's totally obvious why they thought like Lucille
yes.
Ball should do that. Like there's a whole lot of like
yeah.
gags and comedy that's like very
yeah,
Lucille Ball. Like,
she could
yeah.
have done Anti-Mame in 1958.
Yeah, 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 yeah. In particular, that episode where she's like the doing the switchboard. Yeah. When she has to say the name of the law firm. Like, that was hysterical. That to me was the standout funniest part, I think, was that bit. Or the bit of her after the stock market crashes, of her doing all the different jobs. And like when she's in Macy's and like when she gets fired and she's like, buy your skates at Gimbel's. Like, that was hysterical. Like, yeah, that I think that was my favorite part.
So I believe in the play, the musical.
Yeah.
She's actually on roller skates.
Oh, funny.
So when I'm watching, okay. When I'm out watching Auntie Mame, I'm always, you know, they have that scene where Ito and Nora, she's giving her Christmas. And it's like, I automatically start singing. Oh, we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Because
that's from the musical?
Yes. It's it's perfect.
The musical's great. And if you like Seth Rudetsky, you should listen to his breakdown of the opening number from Mame.
Okay.
Because he loves... You know, which is open a new no
open
it's,
a new
it's today it's
oh,
today
it's today right yeah. The band it's today, though it may not be anyone's birthday, and though it's far from the first of the year, we know that each very minute has its story, and then we're here.
Which is just totally what Mame is.
We just sang, we just did that duet.
You know, it's about celebrating the now.
Yeah.
Because this is
which
what
is
we
very
have, you know.
Living.
Yeah. Most life's a banquet, and most poor sons of bitches are starving.
Suckers in the movie.
Yeah. I want to point out to all the Broadway producers that are listening, I really would like to see a revival of Mame, starring as Mame, Hannah Waddington from Ted Lasso.
Oh, brilliant. And Gooch? I've already casted Gooch.
Well, who are you going? Gooch, I...
Rachel Dratch, obviously.
She's a bit too old to get pregnant.
Okay, true.
I was like, yeah. I don't know. But Vera, Jennifer Lewis.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, wait. In the musical, Mame, is the character of Vera more fleshed out? Or it's about the same?
No, it's about the same.
Okay.
The same.
Yeah. Just curious, because like when last week when we watched Angela Lansbury and Bea Arthur at the Tonys it felt, I don't know, I guess from that,
well,
I
that
expected
was just
Vera
a performance
to maybe
in an award show.
No, I know, but I kind of thought maybe Vera would be, she was fairly prominent, but I thought she would be a little more prominent in the movie and that their relationship would have been a little bit
I think she might be a little bit more prominent in the musical.
I don't think she ever has a solo.
Yeah, the man in the moon is a lady. A lady with lipstick and curls.
The cow who jumped over said, "Jumpin' Jehovah." The moon is just one of the girls.
Yeah, so she has that.
Yeah.
And then that's what Mame fucks up.
Yeah, because Mame's in the moon.
Right.
She is the woman, lady in the moon.
Yeah. So, but B. Arthur doesn't. So the man in the moon is a lady.
I felt like this. I don't know. Tell me if you think I'm wrong. I haven't seen Sunset Boulevard in a while, but Auntie Mame, I was like, oh, this is like Norma Desmond before she becomes like a recluse. Like I just felt. I don't know. I like felt like there was like a synergy there.
I don't think that Norma Desmond was ever
that like
quite
fun.
That
and
fun
like
and,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay, fair enough.
No, yeah. Rosalind Russell's so great.
Yeah.
Just so
do you like
great.
Gin? I adore it. Oh, I will get the cards.
Oh my God. When she
we'll
goes,
play a game after dinner.
When she goes to Ups and Downs. Oh my gosh. Oh, Mamie. They call her Mamie. It's everything about it.
Mumsy and Dadums or whatever it was. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm buying books. So decorative. Don't you? Well, you could write a whole book about what happened to me.
And I stepped on the ball.
The ping pong ball. Yeah. That character was ridiculous. However, the handshake killed me.
It was Trump.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Uh-huh. And then I was reading a little bit about that actor. She's like total brainiac went to Smith, is like a journalist, is a novelist, like
the
one
who played
was
the girl.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, who played the like
Lauren?
Super idiot, like yeah.
Well, and we have to talk about the very offensive character of the
Ito.
Asian houseboy.
Well, at least they were played by invasion. However, it was still pretty. Yeah, the he was. Yeah, there were a couple things I was like, this really should be redone. And obviously, there were some things that would have to go. Like there was a little bit of like some rapiness in there that maybe not wouldn't stay.
What do you mean they and then, were married?
No, they weren't. No, I'm talking about I mean, he didn't like go all the way, but she was saying no.
O'Banion and Maine.
The ghostwriter.
He married Maine?
No, they didn't get married. God. And he was like, coming on to her, and she was like, no. And he was like, yes.
Yeah.
You know,
he's like, are on the couch. And it's like,
yeah.
But isn't he the one who impregnated Gucci?
Yes. Yeah, but they got married. So it was okay.
That's what I said.
No, you were talking about something totally different.
He was assaulting Maine.
No, I know.
Oh. Okay, anyway, that would maybe go in a remake. but I do feel like this could be remade. Like this, they could modernize it and it could be pretty good. Yeah.
Except, yeah, I mean,
I don't know, because it's just from a time.
You might be right. You might be right. Yeah.
I mean, I could see Melissa McCarthy doing an updated version of
this. Yeah,
me
too.
Yeah. With like Awkwafina as Gooch or something like that. And obviously Maya Rudolph as Vera Jarvis.
Obviously.
But yeah, no, I don't know how many times I've seen this movie, but I love it every single time.
Yeah.
It makes me laugh. It makes me cry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. I didn't totally cry.
The decorating.
But
how many times is 11. Her apartment?
Six or seven? Oh, 11.
It's 11 times.
Wow.
And a very common theme is Asian, but it's very
modern
gimmick.
Danish. I loved the modern Danish. I'm really.
You'll have to get Ulu Ulgun on the phone.
Who? Ulu. Who?
Ulu.
Oh my god,
that was pretty funny. I love that movie.
So I was. I felt like, for me at least, and I think for you too, this is the first time in at least a couple of weeks where it's been like a real winner.
What did we watch 2 weeks ago?
Oh well, yeah. No, I think I disliked things. Like I didn't really. Oh,
you didn't like Arthur.
And I didn't really like the one before it either. What was before Arthur? The Pink Panther. Was it the Pink Panther? It might have been the Pink Panther.
None of us like Pink Panther.
Yeah,
no, we didn't.
And then the Towering Inferno, no thanks.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, yeah, the Towering Inferno. I don't know how
The Towering Inferno was so. I didn't think it was bad. I just think it was very much a museum piece of its time. It was trying to make a serious film out of the disaster thing. And it was like, okay, maybe in 1974 that was fine, but now it's not working. All right, so next week, classic.
I actually have a request.
Oh, okay.
Do we have any Pam Grier in the list?
Oh.
We do not have
Grier. We don't have Jackie Brown on there?
No.
Oh. And I actually kind of want to watch Coffee, which is pre-Jackie
Brown. You've been listening
to
the
podcast, I finished
right?
the podcast.
Yeah.
But I feel like Coffee is the first movie where she really became who she was, what laid the groundwork for Jackie Brown. I think it'll be interesting to watch because it's extremely violent. I think even by today's standards, we're going to find it extremely violent.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just looking it up here.
But yeah, the whole idea of the blaxploitation. And I just think it's fascinating that movie kind of launched her to be, I mean, a true hero in black cinema.
Yeah.
And
a sexy black nurse takes vigilante justice against inner city drug dealers after her sister becomes their latest victim. Starring Pam Grier and Booker Bradshaw and all these people. I don't know who they are.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Directed by Jack Hill and written by Jack Hill. And I don't know.
Good with me.
It's on Pluto TV if you're cheap. It's on Prime Video if you have Prime Video.
Yeah.
It's on Tubi TV if
you're also
else.
Cheap.
If you really want to pay for it, you can get it on Prime Video for $3.99.
All right, let's do it.
It is.
That's C-O-F-F-Y.
Okay, C-O-F-F-Y from 1973, rated
I. Oh, a quick hour and a half, too.
Nice.
Love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
All right. So you heard it here, folks. Coffee for next week. Megan liked Mame, Anti-Mame.
I did.
Mike and I love Anti-Mame.
Yeah.
And have a great week.
Or not.
Well, I hope you have a good week.
Yeah,
I hope you have a good week. Not wish that anyone have a bad week.
No, I didn't say that.
That's true. He did not say that. That's true.
You know, I just said, or have just a good week. You don't have to have a great week. You can have a fine week. Well, and I don't have a bad week, if you can help it.
You know, it's only. We're only going to get this week once.
I don't want to pressure people. You know, you want to do that. You want to put these. You know, have a great week. Be brilliant. You know, but no.
I'm going to challenge our listeners. Find the greatness in this week, whatever it might be.
We'll see you in 2 weeks. Thank God.
This very minute has history in it.
This very minute has history in it. We're here.